This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Minkley. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while there have been more than 3.8 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the death toll approaches 75,000 with more than 1.2 million infections. While some places in Europe and the U.S. loosened their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing a growing dread over what they say is an all but certain second wave of deaths and infections that could force governments to clamp back down. Elsewhere around the world, German authorities began drawing up plans in case of a resurgence of the virus. Experts in Italy urged intensified efforts to identify new victims and trace their contacts. In France, which hasn't yet eased its lockdown, has already worked up a reconfinement plan in the event of a new wave. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday reversed course on plans to wind down his COVID-19 task force, attempting to balance his enthusiasm for reopening the country with rising infection rates in parts of the nation. The indecision on the fate of the expert panel was emblematic of an administration and a country struggling with competing priorities of averting more deaths and more economic suffering. Mr. Trump appears focused on persuading Americans to accept the price of some lives lost as restrictions are eased. Concerned about skyrocketing unemployment and intent on encouraging an economic rebound ahead of the November elections. The economic catastrophe caused by the viral outbreak likely sent the U.S. unemployment rate in April to its highest level since the Great Depression and caused a record-shattering loss of jobs. With the economy paralyzed by business closures, the unemployment rate likely jumped to at least 16% from just 4.4%. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic has turned social distancing into a new way of life, and companies whose business models bank on people's willingness to share their personal space are now struggling. San Francisco-based Uber said Wednesday it's cutting 3,700 full-time jobs, or about 14% of its workforce, as people fearful of infection either stay indoors or try to limit contact with others when they do venture out. Rival Lyft announced last month it would lay off 982 people, or 17% of its workforce. Meanwhile, home sharing service Airbnb announced it was cutting a quarter of its workforce, or about 1,900 people. The San Francisco-based company expects its revenue to drop by more than half this year. Workers at a Learcore auto parts plant in northern Mexico that saw the worst known coronavirus outbreak of any factory in the Americas are now preparing to be sent back to work. They just don't know when, and some worry it still may not be safe just weeks after the pandemic struck factories in one industrial city just across the U.S. border from El Paso, Texas. For many, it's an agonizing bind after the outbreak at Lear's Rio Bravo plant that Lear said has killed 18 employees. Even though a return to their posts may be scary, most are desperate to recover their full salaries that Lear reduced when it shuttered the plant of about 3,000 workers. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday welcomed Iraq's formation of a government after months of instability and extended a waiver on Iran's sanctions to ease pressure on the new leader. In a phone call with the Prime Minister Mustafa by the Iraqi people the prosperity and security they deserve, according to the State Department, Pompeo said that the United States would not enforce sanctions on Iraq buying electricity from Iran for 120 days as a display of the desire to help provide the right conditions for success. Khatami took office Thursday in Baghdad time after winning parliamentary approval for his cabinet lineup, the third attempt to replace Adel Delmakhdi, who resigned last year in the face of nationwide demonstrations against corruption. A former Green Beret who has claimed responsibility for an ill-fated military incursion into Venezuela is under federal investigation for arms trafficking, according to current and former U.S. law enforcement officials. That investigation into Jordan Gaudreau is in its initial stages, and it's unclear if it will result in charges, according to a law enforcement official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.